I'll tell you, I want to talk about anchors today. I'm going to be over in Acts, the 27th chapter. And if you want to turn over down in Acts, but one verse I want to start out with, and this is going to be my text this morning, is verse 29 in Acts 27. Then fearing lest upon rocks they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And I'm going to read that again. Acts 27:29. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast out of the stern and they wished for the day. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with nothing but thanksgiving in my heart. I want to love and praise you this morning for you being, I want to praise you this morning for your Son, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for all the finished work that he done upon that cross. Cry out to your Son, and we praise you for that this morning. The Bible says, go to the throne of grace boldly. And Father, we believe that this morning. We stand upon that this morning. If you read this story, these sailors were in the storm of their life. Amen? But if you notice in verse 13, it says it didn't start out that way. If you read verse 13, when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had attained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. I want to tell you something. The ground with the wind blowing real hard. We start out with ominous clouds in the background. The greatest storms sometimes that come in a long way don't always start out with lightning getting ready to hit us, right? Life can be going along just fine. They can be smooth sailing, so to say. You know what I mean? Everything's going great in our families. You know what? We've got plenty of money. Our health, things are going good, you know. Like these sailors, we can see our opportunities sometimes to take off and sail, can't we? When everything's going good in our lives, we can see those opportunities. And it says there, when it tells us this, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosening thence, they sailed close by Crete. Just because things are going good in your life right now, folks, doesn't mean that we can feel we got this thing whipped. Am I right in saying that? And by this thing, I mean, you know what? By this, I mean life in general. We know that. We're not home yet, children. Keep your eyes upon the Savior. That's an old song that a lady at 14th Avenue used to sing. And you know what? I believe it, folks, as you're sitting here this morning, there isn't a one of us that have made it yet. We're still on this side of eternity. We're still over here trying to serve God. I hope that you are. And folks, we aren't home yet. And I don't know what's going on in your life. This world has a way of slapping us down sometimes. Am I right? When we think we've got it figured out, I've seen marriages fall apart overnight. I've seen families run into trouble in a matter of days. I've seen one doctor's visit turn a person's life upside down, amen? I've seen it. I've seen people lose their jobs in one day. I've seen that. We will all face storms. Do we understand that? Just like these people are here, we are going to face storms. You know what? It's not the idea of when or why, but we're all going to face them. Whether or not these storms are physical, whether they be something like tornadoes or earthquakes or fires or something like that, or they're personal, whether it's death, job-related, whether or not family issues, health problems, storms are a part of life. The right question whether or not a storm is going to hit in our life or when it will come, but what will our response be to it when that storm hits our life? Can I ask you that? What will that response be? Will it be like it was for the man over in Matthew 7, 24 and 25, where it said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And this next verse goes on to say, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. May I say this morning, without a doubt in my life, that that rock is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can I say that this morning without no remorse? Can I say this morning to you folks, if you're founded and grounded upon that which is Jesus Christ, the winds are going to blow, the storms will come. I cannot promise you that life is a bed of roses. I would never do that as a preacher. I know better than to say that. What I do know to say this morning is when the winds beat upon you and life becomes rough, folks, we can stand upon Jesus Christ this morning. We can do that. We can do that. Or you like the other man in that story. In Matthew 7, 26 and 27, where it says, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, that which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And not only did it fall, it said, great was the fall of it." Folks, I've seen many a life when the storms of life have hit, and they've not built their foundation upon that rock, which is Jesus Christ, and their lives have fell apart. And folks, they just didn't fall apart. I have seen them fall greatly apart because of it. I'm here to preach to you this morning. I'm here to tell you this morning, make sure what foundation you are built upon this morning. Make sure. Because I'm telling you, it's not if or when those storms will come. They are going to come. They will come. You see, life can be going along so smooth. And you know what? Church is good. Family's good. Job is good. You know what? Your health is good. Then out of somewhere, a sucker punch comes in. Have you not seen it? I've seen it in many a life. I've seen it. It's going to happen. How will you and I handle it? I've seen it handled in different ways. I have seen people who have gone to church fairly regular all their life, and the storms have hit their lives, and you know what? I've never seen them darken the doors of a church again. Because they're saying to themselves, you know what? Why did He allow that? Why did God allow that? You see, their foundation was not built upon the proper foundation. To know the storms are coming. It's not the idea. It's how that we're going to handle it. How will God help? God will help us get through them. He will do that. I've seen people get mad and blame God when a storm hits their life. I've seen it. I've seen them draw closer to God also. I've seen that. Even those who were strong Christians, I've seen them draw closer to God because of the storms that have hit in their life. I've seen those who were playing church also. I've seen that. And you know what I've seen? I've seen them get their lives right. I've seen those who have never darkened the door before in their life of a church. I've seen them go through storms. And I've seen how they've handled it. And you know what? I can tell you what. Sometimes I don't see them handling it very well sometimes. Amen? How are we now handling a storm that's in your life today? Let me ask you that. This is a personal question for you. Every individual in here this morning, I'm asking you. How are you handling the storms that are all going on in your life? Back to our scripture, I want to say this. The south winds blew softly. Everything looked good. You see what I'm saying? They set sail. The captain and the seamen were deceived. So the devil makes things look so inviting. He does. Then he leads show that he can lead you slowly and surely to disaster. He can do that. He can do that. Look at verse 14. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called a York cyclone. Without warning it hit. They had no weather channel. They had no local news. They had no warnings blasting across the radio or no sirens blasting out. But you know what they had? They had a man of God who tried to warn them not to go. Paul tried to warn them not to go, folks. In verse 10, he said unto them, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, but not only of the landing of the ship, but also of our lives." But they did not take heed. In verse 11, "Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken of Paul." Now you tell me that's not unlike what's going on today in this world we live in. We're warned many times. Jesus is coming back, folks. There's a heaven that we can gain and there's a hell that we can shun. And we warn people time after time. We preach it. It's taught. You hear it in testimonies. But sometimes it's to no avail. People turn a deaf ear to it. 2 Timothy 4:3 and 4 tells us, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables." Wow. That's strong scripture, but it's the truth, is it not? Listen, no matter how much I preach, No matter how much you teach, no matter how much you testify to folks, you know what? If they keep turning a deaf ear to it, they're going to be just like those people that sailed whenever Paul told them that, you know what? There's danger ahead. And you keep right on sailing right towards it. Old preacher Hayward Gribble used to say this all the time up 14th Avenue. He said, if I told you that they were going to set off an atomic bomb over in Belfry at 12 o'clock today, would you head that way and you knew for sure that it was? No, you wouldn't. You'd get as far away from it as you could. I'm telling you, folks, Jesus Christ is coming back.
Amen.
I believe that as well as I'm standing here this morning, as well as I'm flesh and blood. He is coming back for His church one of these days. And you know what? If He doesn't come back for His church, He's coming for you as an individual one of these days. All of us were going to leave this life. Listen, folks, they want, you know why? Because the majority of the people today prefer their human philosophy. The majority of the people today and their imaginations, you know what? They want doctrines that don't disturb their conscience is what they want. That's what they want. Hit their worlds are turned upside down. You know, like I said earlier, listen to me, folks. Listen. This is how storms can hit our lives. Suddenly, sometimes without warnings, these storms can hit our life. These sailors tried everything to try to save that ship. Verse 15 tells us, and when the ship was caught and could not bear unto the wind, we let her drive. You know what they did? They just turned the ship and let the wind take it to wherever it wanted to go. That's exactly what they did with that ship. Many a person is being hit with storms in their life today, and you know what? They're letting the winds of this life drive them in any direction that they want to be, that it wants to drive them. That's what they're doing. They're thinking, you know what? If I do that, it keeps the hurt down. It keeps the pain down. I can save this. And they're just heading right into destruction whenever they do that. They're heading there. You know what? Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind and doctrine by the sleight of man, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. The winds of this world, if you're letting it drive you, if a storm has hit your life and you're letting the winds of this world drive you, you are being deceived. Can I tell you that this morning? You're being deceived. Too many have let these boats be driven by the winds of this world. Too many have done that instead of God. There's also too many out there facing the possibility that the storm, you know what, is hit, who have given up. They've given up all because they have no hope. You know what? They stopped hoping. They become just like these sailors. You know, just like these sailors right here, they become just like them. Acts 27:20, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away from us. All hope. Do you know anybody out there that does? You know, the storms in this life have got them so far down. You know what? They said to themselves, I've lost all hope. I have nothing. I have nothing seemed like to live for. Folks, does it seem like you've lost all hope? Let me ask you, have you seen the light? Have you not seen the light of day, spiritually speaking, for a while? Have you not seen it? Maybe you felt God's presence, you know, in a while because of the storm that's hit your life. I don't know. I know this. God wanted me to preach this sermon this morning, and I believe there's someone here this morning, or someone needs this. The storms in life have got you so far down, you have not felt God's presence in a while, and I'm here to tell you, He's wanting me to tell you, you can feel it again. You can do it. Maybe you've given up. I don't know. Maybe you've given up. You're just coming to church, you're just a shell of yourself. Maybe you're just coming here just to be here. Maybe you've given up. I don't know. If you don't give up hope, God will come on the scene just like He did there. Look at Acts 27:21-22. But after a long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, we should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of this ship. Listen. The message may be strong. You know what? God may give you a good sword on your backside. It may be strong. I'm telling you here, listen. Paul told them that they should have listened to him. And I'm telling you, you should listen to God's Word this morning whenever it tells you that we need to draw close to Him and He will draw close to us. Listen, folks. How many times has God tried to talk to you either by preaching or teaching? How many times has He tried to do that? How many times? Or through the testimony of one of His children. And we just don't pay any attention to it. It's for somebody else. Right? That's how we think about that. Then the storm hits, and we wonder where God's at. It hits us. It'll hit us right square. And when we've been trying to talk for a long time, and you just ignored it. He's trying to talk to you. He's trying to get through to you His Word, through His Spirit dealing with you. And you know what you've done? You just ignored it. Went by it. Let it go by you. And He has tried to talk to you through, and wham, the storm hits. And you're back here thinking to yourself, why am I going through this? What's going on in my life? Why is everything going this way in my life? And God has tried to talk to you for many a moon, trying to get you to understand, you know what? Draw nigh unto me and I'll draw close to you. Amen? That's what He does. No, we had to do it our way. Or dealing with a storm that wouldn't let up. We had to do it. And God is telling you, I told you so. I told you so. These sailors tried everything to steady that ship. They lightened the load. Verses 18 and 19 says, and when we were exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. Folks, I want to tell you something seriously this morning. It would behoove us to lighten up the loads in our life. Get them out of the way before the storm hits. Amen? It would do that. Hebrews 12:1, therefore, seeing that we have also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let's don't wait until the storm hits to get rid of this stuff in our life. Let's don't do that. But unfortunately, I know we do. We wait. We wait, and we think we can get by with things, and we do things in this life, and we're not living right exactly where we should be. And then when the storm hits, then we start taking notice. Then we start taking account. Yes, I need to do this. Yes, I need to do that. Why not do it before the storm hits? Then I get to the verse of Scripture I want to use for my text today. Acts 27:29. One of the last things that they were done was cast out four anchors. Acts 27:29 tells us, and then fearing lest that we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast out four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. The storm had been going on in your life for a long time. I'm telling you, I feel that there's people who've got storms going on in their lives here this morning. And you know what? You cast out anchors, but they're not helping. You cast out different types of anchors, and you're just hoping to make it through till the next day. You cast out an anchor here. You're just hoping to get through to the next day. The anchors of drugs and alcohol aren't working. The anchors of pride and doing it yourself have not worked. Just like the anchors these sailors cast out into the sea, you know what? These types of anchors were ineffective for what was up against them. Against the storms that will ultimately they will fail. And those anchors will fail you if you're holding on to them to make it through. They will fail you. But on that ship was a man of God. Amen? Who had some anchors of his own. And Paul's anchors were strong. And they were sure. Strong enough to stand up to the strongest storm that you could ever face. Hebrews 6:19 tells us this. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth unto that within the veil. Folks, Paul had some anchors in his life. And I want to tell you something this morning. You can have those anchors too. Paul had a sure and strong anchor that he could depend upon. Number one, God's presence was, look at verse 23. And for there stood by me this night the angel of God whose I am, whom I serve. God had an assurance that no matter what was raging around him, he had the presence of God in his life. I want to tell you something this morning. I believe this wholeheartedly. That no matter what storms we face in this life, if we have God by our sides, we are going to get through it. Yes, the ship's going to be bent. The hull's going to be battered in. There's going to be a lot of paint missing off of it. But I'm telling you right now, with God's help, you will make it through. You will do that. Because we serve that kind of a God. With His presence in our life, we can do that. Praise God this morning. Lord sent an angel to minister to His heart. Listen to me. The waves crashing over the boat. The fierce winds tossing. And you know what? Forcing that ship in whatever direction it wanted to go. Forcing it whatever. And Paul stands forth and tells them in verse 22, "And now I exhort you to be of good cheer." Can you see everybody looking at him? Here it is, the waves crashing over the boat. The wind's blowing. Just, you know what they call this? That thing is called like a nor'easter. Remember this movie, The Perfect Storm? That's exactly what this storm was like. That's what it was like. Now just imagine that. And those ships weren't even of the caliber that we have today. By no means. So here they are. This waves crashing over this thing, wind's blowing, and Paul stands forth and says, "Be of good cheer." You nutball. I get to see him. Yeah, right. Yeah. Can you see can you see them looking at him and saying, "You are crazy. Be of good cheer." Listen, I want to tell you something. Do you not get the same response sometimes whenever you're walking through this life and God is bringing you through the storms in your life and you're saying, "You know what? I trust the God that I serve. He will get me through this." And you know what? All that's going on and people will look at you just the same way. You know what? You nutball. What in the world's the matter with you? You know what? Why aren't you down? Why aren't you depressed? Because I serve a God. Hebrews 13:5. "Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee." His presence will be with you. Matthew 28:20. "I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And Psalms 23:4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Listen to me. I could go on and tell you the scripture where God is with you no matter what you're going through. He's there. Sometimes we know what? We just got to look through all the wind and waves and everything bashing around us and see that God is still there. And just because we don't literally see Him doesn't mean He's not there. It doesn't mean that. He's still there watching. He's still protecting us. He's still being who He is, the God of all gods. There was a story about a mom and a little boy. This is a true story, and I can't remember the guy's name. That he was a doctor, but anyway, he went on to become a great Bible teacher. He said whenever he was a small kid, they lived in a city, and he said that his mom was a single mom, and she said she wanted to pay this teenage girl to walk him to school because he was only like just starting to school, kindergarten and first grade. And she wanted to pay this little boy, this teenage girl, to walk her son to school. Well, this went on for about a year, and her son thought he was too big for that. So he pleaded and begged her mom. He said, "Listen, you pay me a nickel a week," because she's paying him a girl 25 cents a day to do this. He said, "You pay me a nickel a week, and we can save the rest of the money." So she kept going, and his mom finally agreed. This went on, and he went through the rest of school. And she paid him that. Well, after he got grown up and after he was sitting around with his friends, he was there bragging how he had done this and how he had told his mom that I didn't need nobody to walk me to school. And you know what? His mom stopped him right in the middle of it. And she said, "You know what?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "I did let you do that. But you know what? I stood there behind you and walked you to school every day. Every day. Even though you didn't see me, I was there. And I'm here to tell you this morning, God is there even though you do not literally see Him. He is there. Paul knew God was with him. Everything was going to be all right. Verse 25, "Therefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that He shall be even as it was told me." Paul knew that God was there. That anchor can be yours. Do you understand that? Through true and lasting relationship through Jesus Christ, that anchor can be yours. You can feel His presence in your life. You can do that. Another anchor that Paul had, you know, was the promise of God. He had that. Verse 24 and 25, it said, "Saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that shall sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, again, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." As Paul was going through this storm, folks, you know what? God reminded him that he had a mission. He wasn't going to get out of that mission. He was going to go and do what God had told him. He was going to appear before Caesar. And God told him, you know what? This storm isn't going to cancel that out. You're going to do that. Romans 4:21 tells us, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. If God promises you something, brothers and sisters, he's able to perform it. You're going to be able to. Listen to this. There are 7,847 promises in the Bible. I want every one of you to go find them. Please. But listen to this. All you got to do is read Psalms 37. Every verse in Psalms 37 is a promise to you. Just read that. Every verse in Psalms 37 is a promise. And you know what? All 7,847 promises can make for a strong anchor whenever you're in a storm. Amen? Also, Paul had a strong anchor of the plan of God. He knew that. Fear not, Paul, thou shalt be brought before Caesar. God's plan was for Paul to get to Caesar, brothers and sisters, and to serve and to spare everyone on board. And you know what? That plan of God was going to be fulfilled. But you know what? There was also a plan of men. You know this in the scripture also. In verse 42 it tells us, and the soldiers counseled was to kill the prisoners, lest that any of them should swim out and escape. Guess whose plan come to fruition? It was God's. That's who it was. And it will every time, and for everyone that's. And you know what? If God so desires that you do something to fruition, and you will be what God wants you to be because of that plan, you will do that. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You have an expected end, and God will give you all the means to verify that you can justify it and get to that means. Amen? For I know the, you know what, if you want to translate that out, thoughts here mean, he knows his plans. God had a plan and a purpose for Paul, and he has one for us also. Even a strong and mighty storm was not going to change that. Not at all. His purpose was to get to Caesar, and he did that. Listen, there cannot be a victory in your life without a battle. When you're going through something in your life, there's a reason you're going through it. And brothers and sisters, at the end of that battle, there is going to be a victory if you're willing to hang on. There will be a victory. You cannot have a victory without a battle, though. You ever show me any time where there's been victory without a battle? I've never seen it. You're going to have a battle. Paul also had the strong power of the anchor of God's power in his life also. Only the power of God is strong enough, do you understand me, in the midst of a storm. Nothing else will do. Only the power of God's mighty hand working upon your life is that what can get you through those storms. I want you to be anchored to one who can calm the winds and the seas. Right? Matthew 8:27. But the man marveled, saying, what? That's a strong anchor, folks, right there, right? Even the winds and the seas obey our Lord and Savior. Jesus is able to work it out. He will get you through the storms in your life. I told you before, your ship may be bent. It may be battered. There may be something going on in your life. I don't know right now. But I'll tell you what, he may be bent. It may be working on your life right now, but I'm telling you, you're going to get through it through his power. You know why? Because when the waves have settled down, when the winds have stopped blowing, the clouds have moved off into the horizon, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see God was there all along. He was there all the time. You'll see it. If you're willing to know what you're looking for. Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Jeremiah 32:17, our Lord God, behold, thou hast made this nothing too hard for thee, able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to his power that worketh in us. That's pretty powerful scripture. The same God who caused that axe to float, remember that? That axe head to float? The same God who made that donkey talk, remember that one? The same God who opened up the Red Sea and the Jordan River. The same God who raised the dead. The same God, Christ, is the same God that can bring us through the storms this morning. He can do that. Any of them that we may encounter in this life, he is the same God to do that. I know this has been said here many times here lately. There's plenty. I have felt it. I told you that here. I preached about it here a while back. Those storms our God can lead us through. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Luke 21:33. Well, I stand upon his word this morning. How about you? You know what? They all made it out safe. 27:44, and it said right there, and the rest, some of them boards, and some of them. So it came to pass, they escaped all safe to land because of the power of the living God. Because there was a man of God on there that told him, listen, this is what God wants. I'm telling you here this morning, God's talking to you this morning, talking to someone here this morning. You're facing storms in your life. You are facing them. You know you are. And God's telling you this morning, listen to me, you can overcome them. Don't give up hope. Just listen to what He has to say. Call upon Him, and God will help you overcome. They come and get a song.